Well, not to bring the tone down too much, but we're seeing another day, another story about animal cruelty in the greyhound racing industry. Now, this one involving three Australian owners who exported 166 dogs to China and Macau. And this is despite Greyhounds Australasia banning exports to Macau and despite the owners' understanding of the cruel circumstances that the dogs are being sent into. But what can you do? Well, I've got to say a practical option is possibly adopting or fostering a greyhound. And if you're heading to the Newtown Festival this weekend, and please, you should be, you can actually head to the Greyhound Rescue area and meet one of the pups firsthand. Peter Flan is a co-founder of Greyhound Rescue. Peter, good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, when we talk rescue, where are your animals coming from?
They all come from the racing industry in one form or another. We do get them straight from trainers. We get them when the trainers hand them into the pound. We get them when the trainers hand them into vets to be euthanized. All sorts of ways. But they all come from the racing industry. They're all bred by the racing industry to start with.
And so all of these animals are no longer racing. Clearly, they've been discarded by whoever's put them together.
They're no longer any use to the racing industry either because they're too slow in the beginning to get onto the racetrack, or if they've had a full racing career, they're finished by the time they're four and a half and not wanted. And our life expectancy is 12 to 14, so even if they've had a racing career, they've still got a good long life after that, hopefully.
Well,
we take them when the racing industry don't want them anymore and find them homes.
So that is quite a significant lifespan left. I mean, up to 8 years.
Well, that's it, yeah. I mean, that's probably twice as long as their racing career, yeah.
Now, I know a lot of people worry about greyhounds because they assume they're very high-energy, high-maintenance dogs.
Totally untrue.
Yeah.
They're not high-energy. Well, I mean, they're obviously high-energy. They're like a Formula One car, you know. They're high-energy for a few minutes. Top speed or nothing, you know. I mean, they basically, they're couch potatoes. They're very laid back, very quiet, very gentle, affectionate dogs. And they don't need a lot of exercise. They'll enjoy as much exercise as any owner would like to give them. But if they get just a 20-minute walk in the morning, then that will, you know, keep them happy. They're happy to lay on the settee for the rest of the day and go to sleep.
They really do have quite a sweet and gentle temperament, don't they?
They do, very, very gentle, very affectionate dogs, yeah.
What are they like with other animals?
The majority of them are good. We've got three greyhounds home here living with two little dogs and a couple of other dogs. They're like all breeds. Some are good and some are not good. But so that's the important thing, is that we do fit the greyhound to the individual application. And if people have got children in a family, then we make sure that the greyhound is good with children. If they got little dogs in the family, we make sure the greyhound is good with little dogs.
That's quite lovely. So on the day, on actual Newtown Festival, what can people kind of do down in your area?
Well, they can come and talk to our volunteers. I mean, our volunteers know all about the greyhounds and our process for adoption. So you can talk to the volunteers. You can have a pet with a greyhound. You can see if you've never met one in person, then you can, you know, meet one and have a pat. I mean, they're a good height to pat. I mean, that's one of the, well, it's a very important thing, actually. We've actually homed a greyhound into a nursing home, or more than one in the past, because they are a good height to pat. You, for older people, you can't trip over them like you can a little dog. And they have got that very gentle and affectionate temperament.
That is actually quite beautiful. And of course, I mean, obviously the ideal would be that there's no need for greyhound rescue, that sort of this isn't sort of happening in such a cruel industry towards the end.
Well, in a utopian world. The fact of the matter is that we do save a number each year, but it's only the tip of an iceberg, I'm afraid.
Well, hopefully people can get involved by either fostering or adopting. Peter Flan, thank you very much. An absolute pleasure to talk to you this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you. Peter Flan is the co-founder of Greyhound Rescue. Do head down to the area if you're at Newtown Festival, or find them online. We'll have a link up on the 2SER.com website.